Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Well, it wasn't easy, but the Indians get their first walk-off win, 1-0 yesterday. Those games are so rare to begin with, especially in the American League, a 0-0 game until the bottom of the ninth, and it all started with a pretty impressive debut by Cody Anderson, Tito.
Yeah, it was. It was very impressive on a lot of different fronts. I mean, one, he just really pitched well. But two, you know, his poise and the way he composed himself, because that's not an easy thing to do. I don't care who you are, you're going to be amped up, and it seemed like he took that extra adrenaline and it ended up transitioning into a little bit more velocity than maybe he pitches with, instead of maybe being so amped up that he ended up firing it everywhere and maybe it not showing velocity, because you see that a lot of times. But he pitched a really good game. He threw a nice changeup. He flipped a couple breaking balls in there, a couple cutters, and those are pitches that will continue to get, you know, better as he pitches. But he did a heck of a job, and we needed it because their guy, Colome, who had a couple, some troubles his last few outings, he really pitched well.
What is the game plan now going forward with Cody Anderson?
Well, he's certainly going to, you know, pitch again. That's for darn sure. You know, again, if guys want to go out and throw seven innings like that, you know, we have no problem putting them in the rotation. You know, and right now, to be honest, you know, our options are fairly limited because, you know, TJ's on the DL there. You know, Markham just got sent back. We want to give him a little bit of time to kind of get himself going again. So, and Josh Tomlin's out in Arizona still. So, again, when you see a big, strong kid like this that bounces back like he does, that's a good thing for us.
Well, now tonight we see the Detroit Tigers, and they're a ball club that surprisingly has had trouble scoring runs. Maybe consistently scoring runs would be the better way to put it, because they certainly had no trouble yesterday. But, gosh, it's hard to look at them and not think that they could score 12 every night, isn't it, Terry?
I was in here talking to Jim Leland earlier, and he always pops his head in, which is a treat for me. And we were talking about that because when we play him, I look and I'm like, where are they struggling? You know, because every at bat, they're grinding it out, and, you know, it's agony getting through the lineup. And then you look up and, you know, Cincinnati held them down, and, you know, New York did until yesterday. Again, we don't seem to see that team. And because you look in the standings, and they're only a couple games ahead of us. And, you know, we can remedy that this weekend if we can figure out a way to beat them.
Does it become a mental thing because they've had your number now for 2-3 years?
I don't think that part does, because every game is different, let alone every year. I just think as a staff, and again, we've talked about this so often, we're going to have to start being able to pitch in more consistently. And I'm not talking about hitting guys. I'm talking about pitching in and getting some of the good hitters where they can't extend their arms, because when they extend their arms, they kill us. And, you know, some of those guys are going to get hits regardless because they're really good, but you want to limit the damage.
Yeah, have you found, when you look back now, that their hitters have just been too comfortable, Terry?
Well, and maybe that's a way of saying it, and that's probably what I was saying, but when I talk about them getting their arms extended, means they're reaching out, covering the plate. And they don't just hit singles. They drive the ball, the ballpark, the other way. Then if we talk about all the time here too, you know, like with Kip, when you're comfortable hitting the ball the other way, that for the most part keeps you off of swinging at the breaking ball that you can't hit, or the one that's down and out of the zone. And then if, you know, somebody throws a hanger, you're in a position physically and having balance where you can hit that one too, and they are really good at that.
Yan Gomes out for the second straight day. What's the story with your catcher?
You know, I really want to try to play him when Gomer was pitching the other night, and I probably overdid it, probably should have waited. Because it's just a stiff neck. I mean, he's been examined, and he's, when I say fine, there's nothing structurally going on. He just has a good old-fashioned, really stiff neck. Because he's a catcher, it's not the easiest thing in the world to sit like that. So we're not going to play him tonight. He is much better today, though. But because we want him to be okay, we're going to try to stay away.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Tigers on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute, and it's brought to you by DraftKings.com. Well, on Sunday, you got a chance to watch one of your own, Cody Anderson, come up and have a really impressive Major League debut. And, Terry, that's easier said than done. A lot of times guys come up and they get hammered their first time, or maybe a hitter comes up and he punches out 3 out of 4 times. Is there any way to look at a guy and say, well, I think it could be different with this guy?
Well, the one thing is, you know, and by all means, one game isn't going to define somebody's career. And we know that, whether it's good or bad. But there are things you look for, you know, poise, how they handle things. And I thought he passed all those things with flying colors. I mean, I watched him in between innings. I wanted to see how he was acting. And it turns out he had a leg cramp for 3 innings. He wouldn't tell anybody, not even the trainers. And we were laughing because at the end I was like, man, you can tell the trainer now. And he goes, no, I'm not telling anybody. But I guess I took that in a good way because he looks like he just likes to pitch. And watching where he is now with his body compared to where he was, this kid has come so far, and it's allowed him to be the pitcher he is now, and good for us because, well, we can use that.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.